He has a vision to empower the impoverished communities around the world. Today on Friends Talking Faith with the Three Wise Guys, we'll talk about faith, education, and compassion for all, as we are joined today by a world-renowned Hindu leader. I'm Rabbi Steve Engel. Those who know him describe him this way. His infectious personality inspires millions of youth around the globe. He is ever cheerful, ceaselessly active, and always concerned about the welfare of others. He radiates hope and joy wherever he goes. His Holiness Jir Swami joins us today to talk about the 1,000th anniversary of the founder of the Vedic tradition in Hinduism, of which he is a leader.
So this year is a remarkable one to the history of the Vedic age. As a great leader who spoke about equality 1,000 years ago, so is going to be celebrated this year, his millennium.
Jir Swami and the call for equality and respect for all people. You don't want to miss it. Friends Talking Faith, coming up in one moment.
Support for Friends Talking Faith comes from National Risk Management, your source for personal, commercial, and professional insurance products. Also, risk management consultation and expert witness services. Learn more at nrmafla.com.
You are listening to Friends Talking Faith with the Three Wise Guys. Rabbi Steve Engel is the senior rabbi of the Congregation of Reform Judaism in Orlando and past president of the Greater Orlando Board of Rabbis. Imam Muhammad Musri is the senior imam of the Islamic Society of Central Florida and president of Islam, Inc. And I'm the Reverend Brian Fulwider, a pastor for more than 25 years, chair of the Interfaith Council of Central Florida, and president of Building Us. And we are Friends Talking Faith.
We are honored and privileged to welcome to our studio this evening a world-renowned Hindu leader, Jir Swami. He is in the United States to celebrate with members of his community the 1,000th anniversary of the birth of the founder of the School of Hinduism, which he and his community follow. His vision is simple but profound. Serve all beings as service to God. Worship your own, respect all. Swami, welcome to Friends Talking Faith.
Thank you, Mr. Rabbi. I'm so happy. I'm honored, really.
It's our honor to have you. We're so delighted that you have chosen to be with us this evening.
Thank you.
We know that you are currently on a mission which has brought you here. We have a significant Hindu community, a wonderful Hindu community here in Central Florida. Swami, would you tell us a little bit more about your mission?
We are here to talk about a great event that is taking place during this year, 2017. So this year is a remarkable one to the history of the Vedic age. There's a great leader who spoke about equality 1,000 years ago. So it's going to be celebrated this year, his millennium birthday functions. So we wanted to enlighten the world. We wanted to just share the information with all the devotees also and invite them to the function. So that's the mission. Yes, we came and we're touring across the country.
So where, this is the Rev, Swami, where is the function for the 1,000th anniversary of the founder going to be held? Where will that happen?
As a matter of fact, people across the world are celebrating in their own places, in their own way. But there is a statue being constructed for that great leader in the middle of India, a place called Hyderabad, at the height of 216 feet, which is just made of metal, and which is going to be second tallest sitting statue of the world.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So that's coming in Hyderabad.
In Hyderabad. And that is where, is that your home also? Is that where you?
Of course.
Yeah, that's where you make home. And your school is also there, is that correct?
Yeah, we have different schools in different locations as
okay.
well.
Yeah. So.
And Swami, is part of your mission do you feel like the world in some ways has gone, you're a great teacher, you're a spiritual man, you bring so much to the conversation, to our conversation. Is it that the Western world has gone the wrong way? Is it the entire world? Are we moving in the wrong direction?
I don't think that world never goes wrong way. It's only the people who go wrong way. So whenever there is ego dominates, when there is selfishness dominates, then automatically those people lead the society in a wrong way, and they want to suppress others, and they want to just grab the things from others. That's where the conflict starts. So if there is any great person takes birth during those times and tries to see that things are pacified, then automatically things go further with smooth sail. So that's where we renowned, we respect the world leaders, not only in India, but across the world, not only in Hinduism, but in different religions.
Is that because you have the feeling that everyone's part of one world and you can't just worry about one part of the world? We are all interconnected?
We are all brothers and sisters, because maybe one is called American, maybe one is called Arabian, maybe one is called as Australian or Japanese, but Mother is one for all of us, is the Mother Earth, gives us food, water, shelter, everything. So if we realize that we are children of the same mother, I think we love each other and share the pains and joys with each other.
Swami, this is the Imam. Could you tell us the name and very briefly about the leader that you're speaking about? And how do you see in your community, for example, Dr. Martin Luther King, who
right.
in this nation worked hard for justice, spoke about justice, and he referenced, you know, from the Hindu tradition, this idea of justice.
Martin Luther King, Abraham Lincoln from America, and Nelson Mandela. So these kind of people also fought for equal rights among people. But 1,000 years ago, the two from a country which is very traditionally orthodoxical, and in such a place where there are many, many rigid rules existing, in such days, there were people called untouchables and downtrodden, kept away from the mainstream of the society. And also, women were kept away in just chanting the name of God and stuff like that. It was those days born this great person called Ramanuja Acharya, who studied the scriptures very well and understood that God never shows any kind of disparity among human beings, because everyone is his child. If at all there is a child who is handicapped or underprivileged, mother and father show much interest on that child rather than normal children. So also God, supposed to be the more compassionate. So if at all there is one underprivileged or downtrodden, and his concern falls mainly on that underprivileged child. So why we keep that child away and God may not be liking us? So our first duty is to take care of those people. So this is what Ramanujacharya Swami in those days found, and then he thought, let me bring them to the mainstream of the society. And also let them also share the news about God. That's what he thought.
Swami, it's the Rev, that idea of equality 1,000 years ago was really a very radical idea. I mean, it's sort of the idea of basic human rights, which wasn't really being talked about in the West for many years after that, for about 500 more years. So it was a very revolutionary idea, wasn't it?
It was very revolutionary, because even in those days, Mr. Varen, when this Ramanujacharya wanted to bring those people and also share the news of God to them, his own mentor, his own master, was also not liking Ramanujacharya. And then he said, if you do this, you go to hell. And then with all reverence and obedience, Ramanujacharya said, what would happen if they know about God? Then the guru said, yes, they'll be redeemed from their sins and problems. And then Ramanuja said, if the world is going to be redeemed from their sins and problems, for that reason, if I go to hell, I'm ready for that.
We are here with Jeer Swami. He is an energetic guru to millions around the world. He has already shared with us in the few minutes that we spent with him an intense sense of wisdom and spirituality. We'll have more with the Swami when we return to soak up some more of his knowledge and more of his perspective. We'll be back in a moment. Please stay with us.
You're listening to Friends Talking Faith. I'm Imam Muhammad Musri. Subscribe to our podcast on your Apple or Android device at iTunes or Google Play Podcast. Just search for Friends Talking Faith and never miss an episode. Coming up, we continue our conversation with Jeer Swami. We'll discuss everything you've ever wanted to know about Hinduism but were afraid to ask. Well, maybe not everything. That's next. Stay with us.
And we are delighted to be back with Jeer Swami. Swami, if you were to characterize what you believe to be the most important principles or understandings of Hinduism from your perspective as you teach, what would you offer as maybe the top two or three things? I know you speak to millions of young people around the world. What are the things you want them to understand that are most important for their life from your faith?
We born as a human being with a great ability to understand and put the knowledge into action than many other creatures on this planet Earth. So how best we'll be able to use is what where we have to think about. All other creatures than man are living with the nature. They want to spoil the nature. But it's only the man who contaminates the water, cuts the trees, kills the animals, and pollutes the air, and causes a big breach to the ozone-like things also, which are the life-saving on this planet Earth. So it's only for the man we need to teach something, not to other creatures. So what we need to understand is we mainly teach to be more selfish. So we say, expand the horizon of self. Usually we think that I'm self means take care of my own body, my own hands, my own legs, my own head, and all parts of mine. But when a person is married, then he says, then in his self, there is another person also included. Self has been expanded to a little bit higher. Horizon has been expanded. In course of time, say about 3-4 years, the two becomes four. So then whenever he say I, then all the four included, then self has been expanded. When self expands and whoever included are not properly taken care, then people curse him. But for a leader who rules a country, whenever he say I, his self is so big because whole country is included in that. It's really nice. Expansion of the self is really good.
I want to ask you, Swami, I'm sure you have heard a lot about the current election in America.
Right.
And the things that have happened here.
Mm-hmm.
So is your visit also in response in any way to what's been going on in our country as of late? The divisiveness, the going after each other, the attacks that have happened. Do you bring some of your Hinduism to help us as Americans to try to overcome this and try to become better?
It is always the knowledge that makes man understands and then shares the things. So we always love to share the knowledge with people, and we try to tell them respect each other rather than dominating each other and share the pains. You can reduce your pains share the joy with others, you can enhance your joy. This is the message we just love to share with people.
That's a beautiful message.
I want to ask you about the outfit, the dress that you have, the meaning of it.
So we are dressed in saffron cloths, mm-hmm. right? And also we put a mark on our forehead with white and red colors in vertical order. So basically the cloth that we are covered with is in saffron color, which always talks about the love and affection. So we want that we should be always covered with affection towards everything that's in the nature. Man, nature, animals, birds, and everything. So this is what we want to be always covering us, not egos and jealousies and fancies. So that's one thing. And then the mark we have on our forehead also shows our ideology, like white indicates the peace, which should be the foundation. When you have the peace in the heart, then the love that grows always leads you for progression and sharing the things. So this is peace and this is love. That's what the mark that stands for. So this is the message actually we give to people also.
And Swami, also beautiful. You have a in your hand, it would appear
staff.
To look like staff. A staff that is covered with also saffron cloth.
Exactly.
So what does that represent?
In this, there are three bamboo sticks just tied together. And so we cover it because we want to keep it safe. So there are three sticks. Each stick stands for a reality in this world. I mean, there are three realities that what the Vedas talk about, and we follow that. One reality is ourselves. We are real. And second thing, the world we live in is also so real. That's how we have to lead a real life. And the third thing is we are not by ourselves. That means we are not doing things on our own way. There is some unseen power controlling all of us. And approaching that also, we follow differently. But still, that's one power is there. That's what people obviously call as God. So God is real. We are real. Nature is real. And we are always together. That is the staff we hold.
And people, I think our listeners would understand, I think, what a rabbi is, what a reverend is, and what an imam is. Would you tell us a little bit about your title as Swami? What does that mean in the Hindu tradition as a teacher? And
thank you, Mr. Ravi. People call us as a Chinna Jir Swami. So Chinna is a small. We always want to be a small one, not so big. We always respect everybody as bigger ones. You too. And Jir is a Vaishnav monk. Mm-hmm. So we with dress is called as a monk. So the tradition we follow is called Vaishnav. Means seeing everyone as different parts of one unit.
So as a Swami, are you a disciple of a certain teacher? How does that work with how one becomes a Swami?
A Swami is basically the one who leads a community, a school of thought.
We are going to continue our conversation. I think this has been so wonderful. What I'm hearing is that at the core of the belief is the understanding of our interconnection with each other and that we cannot be alone in this journey. We are always together, and respect of each other is key to our living together and being the best that we can be, that we're called to be.
Did I
get some of it?
Wonderful.
Oh, good. Okay. Thank you, Swami.
You are now a disciple.
Good. Well, I would like to be.
Swami.
We're talking with Jir Swami. He is spiritual leader to millions in the Hindu community. He's working every day to help people live lives of self-confidence filled with dignity and pride. There's a lot more to come with the Swami. When we return, please stay with us.
You're listening to The Three Wise Guys. I'm Imam Muhammad Musri. Remember, subscribe to our podcast on your Apple or Android device at iTunes or Google Play Podcast. Just search for Friends Talking Faith. That way, you'll never miss another episode. Coming up, we will go a little deeper with our guest, Jir Swami, as we continue to look for and find common ground among our faith traditions. That's next.
Support for Friends Talking Faith comes from Dr. Michael Barimo, Dr. Matt Swatzman, and PAs Ben Feld and Amy Hemmensburg, a family practice serving Central Florida for more than 25 years, on the web at BarimoFamilyMedicine.com.
We continue our conversation with Jeeraswamy. Let's spend a little time talking about the places where we find common ground among our faith traditions. In the three Abrahamic faith traditions, we all practice a version of what we sometimes call the golden rule. For instance, in Islam, we say, love for your brother what you love for yourself. How is that in the Hindu tradition, within Hinduism, how is that expressed and emphasized?
So nice, Mr. Imamji. We have a saying called, worship your own, respect all. One person may be believing things like God, self, world in a particular way. Another person may not be believing anything at all. Say he's an atheist. Other person is a theist. But both should live in the same world, sharing the worldly things. So then, the best way to lead the life is, let me follow my own, you follow your own, but let's both respect each other and then respect the society. Let's both live together and respect the society. Then there won't be any kind of conflicts at all between what you today see in the world, like the terrorism, the conflicts between people, and domination, conversions, and so many things are happening across the world, right? So why this is happening? Because a person believed in something and never respects the other thing. That's where the conflict comes. So if you learn how to respect, then there won't be any kind of conflict. The best policy is to respect the other person, whether you like it or not, whether you follow it or not, but respect the other person. And it's vice versa. Then the world becomes heaven.
You know, in the United States, we have that kind of language in the Constitution that we are supposed to live, as we say, to our best angels in respecting each other in a very diverse society.
Mm-hmm.
But as of late, we have seen hate on the rise. We have seen people talking about the other without respect.
Mm-hmm.
How do you see us as a country coming back and really embodying what the Constitution said and what you're proposing of value?
There may be problem with every person at some point of time, what we call as the weaknesses of the people. So weaknesses are not always to be pointed out, but they have to be properly dealt with so that we can make a weakness as a powerful, stronger point for the development. So current trend in the world also, probably in this country. So if we are able to convince people that we are not against the equality, we are not against the sharing, we are not dominant, and we want to be always as a single family. So if we are able to convey this also, I think then there will be a kind of what we call the smooth sail in the life.
Swami, it seems like this requires a level of humility in our lives. We see an awful lot of bravado and sort of bullying,
ego.
Kind of ego going on. Is that what's standing in the way of this life of respect for one another, or how do you see that?
For each person, there may be some kind of what you call the soft corner, which we have to find out and where we have to just give the required component.
Where they can be open to receiving.
Receiving, teaching. Exactly, yeah. Exactly, exactly right.
So I guess it's our responsibility, those of us who believe
in the values that you teach. I feel like today we are sitting in the midst of a great teacher. Today, you're a wonderful teacher. You've taught us a lot today. But I guess it's a responsibility of those of us who feel the way that you do is to never give up and never stop teaching.
We should be a right farmers. When a farmer tills the ground, sometimes there may be a drought. Sometimes there may be a storm. Mm-hmm. Sometimes there may be insects catching and spoiling everything. But if the farmer gets tired and said, I won't be able to do, then we won't be able to eat anything at all. So the farmer should not get tired, and he should not get depressed. And his effort must be always putting his effort properly. So people like us, especially the Swamijis, whom just people expect as the persons to teach something to the masses and also to the leaders, we have to play the role like an eye in the body. So eye teaches, but body should respond. So eye never gives up, right? So.
I think we may need a few dozen swamis in America right now.
Indeed.
Yes. That's why we are here.
Yes, happy that you're
Indeed.
Here.
Indeed, we had the great privilege to talk this evening with Jir Swami from India. He is a guru, founder of a great educational institution, and the inspirational leader of millions. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Mr. Imam and Mr. Ravi, and also Mr. Rev.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, stay with us. We'll be back with one final thought.
Thanks for spending this half hour with us. Our producer is Kathy Craven. Our associate producer is Brianna Mobley. Our audio team is led by Robert Wawu and includes Aaron Gandia and Ken Lemons. Special thanks to Mac Dula. Our executive producer is Patrick Dalton. Join the three wise guys, Imam Muhammad Musri, the Reverend Brian Fulmider, and me, Rabbi Steve Engel, here on WMFE 90.7 every Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. Keep the conversation going, and remember, Friends Talking Faith is not a substitute for your synagogue, church, mosque, or other house of worship.
Support for Friends Talking Faith comes from Florida Hospital. For more than 100 years, improving tomorrow, innovating today. The new Florida Hospital for Women. Life is amazing. Learn more at floridahospital.com. I'm the Reverend Brian Fulwider. Subscribe to our podcast on your Apple or Android device at iTunes or Google Play Podcast. Search for Friends Talking Faith. That way, you'll hear every episode. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and visit us online, all at TWG Radio. Friends Talking Faith is a production of the Three Wise Guys and Building Us in cooperation with 90.7 WMFE Orlando. Now for Friends Talking Faith, here's one final thought. The message from Jir Swami is, serve all beings as service to God. Worship your own. Respect all. It's a particularly important message in our time. It challenges each of us to remember that in the eyes of God, and it must also be so in our eyes, all people are equally deserving of love, compassion, dignity, and respect. We'll be back next Tuesday.